Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we arrive at 1 Samuel 16. This is one of the most difficult chapters, I believe, in Scripture. So I hope you pay close attention as we look into 1 Samuel 16 and we'll hear the 23 verses read by Faith Comes by Hearing.
1 Samuel 16. The Lord said to Samuel,
"How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons."
And Samuel said,
"How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me."
And the Lord said,
"Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord,' and invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me him whom I declare to you."
Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him, trembling, and said,
"Do you come peaceably?"
And he said,
"Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice."
And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought,
"Surely the Lord's anointed is before him."
But the Lord said to Samuel,
"Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart."
Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said,
"Neither has the Lord chosen this one."
Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said,
"Neither has the Lord chosen this one."
And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse,
"The Lord has not chosen these."
Then Samuel said to Jesse,
"Are all your sons here?"
And he said,
"There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep."
And Samuel said to Jesse,
"Send and get him, for we will not sit down till he comes here."
And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said,
"Arise, anoint him, for this is he."
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servant said to him,
"Behold now, a harmful spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the harmful spirit from God is upon you, he will play it, and you will be well."
So Saul said to his servants,
"Provide for me a man who can play well, and bring him to me."
One of the young men answered,
"Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence, and the Lord is with him."
Therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said,
"Send me David your son, who is with the sheep."
And Jesse took a donkey laden with bread and a skin of wine and a young goat and sent them by David his son to Saul. And David came to Saul and entered his service. And Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor-bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying,
"Let David remain in my service, for he has found favor in my sight."
And whenever the harmful spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the harmful spirit departed from him.
The first half of this chapter is the selection of Saul's replacement, and that's the sort of fun part of the chapter. So we'll get to the tough part after we talk about the first part of the selection of David as the next king. As men and women, we have the tendency to look at physical appearance, physical presence, but God looks at our heart. And I wrote in a journal a couple years ago, "What do you see when you look at my heart, Lord? I hope you are pleased." And what do you think that would be for God to look at your heart? What does he see? He doesn't see your physical appearance. He sees your heart. And when he sees your heart, what does he see in you? Is your heart pleasing to God? Even Samuel was caught up in that physical appearance. Remember, Saul was the tallest and the most handsome when he was selected as king. And when he sees the sons of Jesse, he sees the first one, Eliab. And Samuel thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. And the Lord said, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. So he probably resembled Saul, tall, handsome, a great warrior. But that's not what God was looking for this time. When Samuel sees David, the Lord speaks to him, arise, anoint him, for this is he. And when Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David, the next verse says, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. So God has found a replacement for Saul, but Saul is still alive, and David appears to be pretty young at this point in his life. And it's that next verse, that verse 14, that is so troublesome. Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him. It is scary to know that the Spirit can depart, and more scary to know God can send a distressing spirit to us. Earlier in some of the chapters of Samuel, I wrote, it appears that spirits come and go. And now you see what I was referring to, as I said we would see that later in Saul's life. So in 2007, on this chapter, I wrote, it appears that spirits do come and go. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Saul, back in chapter 10, verses 6 and 10, but left him, here in 16:14, and an evil spirit comes upon him. Then as David played the harp, the evil spirit would depart. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward, and we'll see if it comes and goes. Then I wrote, do I have a say on whether the Spirit of the Lord comes and goes in my life? And what about evil spirits? I have said, I am not a theologian, I'm not a pastor, I'm not trained in ministry. I'm just a layman, a person who reads the Bible each and every day. And so I don't necessarily know the answers to those questions, but I think I understand the protection of those things by reading the Scriptures. And just like in Saul's life, if he would have remained consistent in his faith, in his obedience, in his trust in the Lord, I don't believe this would have ever happened. And so we'll see what happens with David, because the Spirit of the Lord has now rushed upon David. So I think the protection of having the Spirit of God leave me or an evil spirit get after me is just to do what God has asked me to do. To love him, to obey him, and to follow his word. And if I think if I do those things, the Spirit of the Lord will stay with me. I have been a Christian for over 45 years. I came to know Christ at 15 years old. I think the Holy Spirit came upon me then, and I don't believe he's departed me since. And I've been consistent in staying in the Word of God. So I don't have a magic formula, but I do have a life experience, and I have the Word of God that teaches me these things. I do know this. I never want to be in a position where the Spirit of the Lord departs from me and that He, God Himself, gives me an evil spirit. I can't even think that. I can't imagine that. I can't fathom that. I hope you can't either. Lord, protect us from this. Protect us from a Saul-like experience. We want to have your Spirit in our lives forever. We never want your Spirit to leave us. So Lord, help us remain obedient to you, remain loving to you, remain faithful to you, so that your Spirit remains upon us all of the days of our lives. We ask that, Lord, please, in Jesus' name, amen.